holy. You are righteous. Praise God. Praise God. Great to be in God's house. Amen. Great to be able to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated today. So thankful that God has shown his love for me. Amen. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of honor. Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. Amen. It's only but by the love of God that he cares for us. Amen. And if we will surrender to that love, to the love of God, amen, no matter what social, economic status you are, no matter what kind of person you are, if you can just give your life to God, God can do mighty things in your life. Amen. He can take you places you never thought you'd go. He can cause you to do things you never thought you would be capable of doing. Amen. But by the grace of God. And that's where I feel in my life. Amen. I can't do what I do if it wasn't for the Lord. Amen. He has blessed me on my job. He has blessed me in my family. He has blessed me in this church. Amen. And God is continually allowing me to be used in his kingdom. Amen. That's only by the love of God. And he loves you. And he sees the potential in you. Amen. You're more than just a pew warmer. Amen. He sees potential in your life. And if you will just surrender that to Jesus Christ, God can take you places and you'll fulfill amazing things in your life. We're going to pick up at John 13 and 34. God revealing himself in love. It says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. And I have loved you, that ye also love one another. One of the greatest examples in the whole entire world was Christ's love for us. What he did for you and me. Amen. He made a way. He went to a cross, laid himself down, allowed them to do what they did to him, so that you could have freedom, so that you would not be bound by the sinful ways of this world. He gave you power through his Spirit. Amen. He made a plan. He made a way of escape the burdens of sin upon our lives. What can we do to thank him for those things? What can we do to just show back our love to him? True love is more than a sentiment. It's more than an emotion. It's a living principle that manifests itself in our actions. What are your actions to show God that you really are thankful for what he did? What is your actions doing that are showing God that I am so encouraged by how you gave me life? What are you doing for him? Where is your fruit? Where is your show of appreciation to God? We may say we love, but how deep is that love? Is it just a shallow, oh, I love Jesus? Or is it a deep heartfelt love that nothing can separate you from? Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing, anything that comes your way, any persecution, any test or trials in this life is going to change the way you see Jesus. Amen. He's never failed you. He's never done you wrong. Just because your brother's doing you wrong right now, just because your sister may be not treating you right, doesn't mean you can walk out on the love of God. God has never failed. He never fails. He never will fail. He will establish the line that we refuse to cross. Amen. We will love until the level of our commitment reaches that invisible line, and then we refuse to go any further. Our love has boundaries. We put boundaries on our love. God says His love is eternal. It's forever. It's forever settled. His love, He loves you no matter what you're going through. No matter where you've been, no matter how long you've been there, my God still loves you. And He still made a way. He's still giving you an opportunity to come to that love and be renewed. Amen. The love of God knows no limits or boundaries. It's boundaryless. God just loves you. And if we can get that revelation this morning, amen, we can set a world on fire. One cannot calculate or measure it because it is fathomless. God's love, it's hard to imagine, because we're picturing God's love with how we love. We must not forget that Jesus said, His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. God's ways are much higher than our ways. Amen. And if we can just get into that place with God and realize that I want to go higher than what I've been doing in my life. I want to become a greater. I want to get into that realm of the fathomless love of God. And if we can allow ourselves to become like Him, we can change our world. Amen. Love when someone hurts you. Love when someone says something wrongfully against you. Love when it's not easy. God is wanting to take us there. He's wanting us to dwell in His love. It goes beyond swelling words or lyrics of a song. And a person lives it out in his act of love and kindness toward others. Come on. The world will see when you love. When you have a deep love, no matter what people are doing to you, and you can turn and show them kindness, that's going to change your world. It's going to change the world you are living in. Amen. Showing a godly love. The world has taken God's gift of the ability to love and bent it into unrecognizable shapes. Like a person distorted reflection in a wavy mirror. Some people, their concept of love is disproportionate and sometimes perverted. Many love is earthly, amen, and sensual. Some fall in love and out of love. Others have been burned by earthly love so many times that when someone expresses genuine love for them, they immediately suspect there's an alternative motive. Still, God loves all individuals because He created them in His image. You created just like God. He saw something in you. He says that I'm going to create you like me. Amen. We have the ability to be like Him. Amen. We have the ability to possess that kind of love. It's a mind change that we've got to comprehend. Amen? We need a renewing of the mind. What are our goals? Where is this love taking us? Amen? Do we truly believe the love of God? And do we truly possess His love in our lives? Because one of these days we may have to face some fiery trials. Amen? One of these days there may be a king that says you will bow or else you will go into a fiery furnace. What is our love going to say then? What is our love? How is our love going to react then? Are we going to say, King, O King, live forever? But it doesn't matter what you say. Our love for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is so strongly that we don't care if we perish. Because for me, like Paul said, to die is gain. I'm going to a better place. And I'm going to go into that furnace without any reserve, because I will not bow to this world and the ways of this world, because I believe that God has a plan for me. Amen. That's the kind of tenacity we need to get in our lives. That no matter what you say or do against me or anybody else, I'm still going to show God's love to you. I'm going to still show the mercy of God to you because He loves me. Amen. He's never walked out on that love. Amen. God continually shows me grace and mercy. I've got to do the same. He woos the world with His pure and undefiled love. And all the believers are to demonstrate the same love to others. Come on. God's saying, step up, army. Amen. Grow a little bit of strength in your life. Amen. Thicken up your skin a little bit. Show my love to them. But you don't, yeah, I understand. Ain't nobody here ever been to a cross. Ain't nobody here ever had somebody spitting on you and slapping you and beating your back and putting a garment on you and ripping it off and telling you that, you know, calling you all kinds of names. Nobody here has went through those things. I'm here to tell you, God knows what you, He's been way farther than we've ever dreamed of showing love. So we can turn to our brother that says something just a little out of the way and say, you know, I love that man. Forgive him, Lord. He don't know what he's doing. Come on, we can turn and show love to others. It's how much we get involved in the love of God in our own life. Because nothing else should matter. It's about Him. True love is more than a sentiment or an emotion. It's a living principle that manifests itself in our actions. That's where the rubber meets the road. What are you going to do? How are you going to react? How have you reacted? Amen. We can learn and we can change the way we love. Amen. Get rid of the line. Don't put any boundary on God. He's never drawn a line for you. Amen. He still patiently waits and patiently loves and patiently cares and patiently walks with us. Love emerges as the context of God's revelation and dealings. The Spirit of God is appointment or omnipresent. Or I'm sorry, omnipotent or omnipresent and omniscience. Amen. No man has seen God at any time, for God is a spirit. humankind only, it's humankind's ability to observe God has existed by glimpses of him through these theophanies. They're brief, temporary manifestations of the love of God, God's Spirit. Or through observing of the life of Christ when he walked here on earth. God manifest in the flesh. The Spirit of God dwell in that body they called Jesus Christ. God also revealed his love to mankind through his word. We have his love present with us. And we need to grow and get familiar with his love by putting the love of God into our hearts, the word says. By hiding the word, by hiding the love of God in our hearts, that we might not sin against God. Amen. Sometimes the reason why we can't love is we don't know the love. We don't know what to say. But if we can get into his word and begin to put these things into our heart, when something is coming against us, we can turn and say, the word says, amen, get thee behind me. Praise God. We can know his love personally through his actions, such as forgiveness and fellowship with him. We can have such a personal relationship with God that it doesn't matter what comes against you. Amen. It doesn't matter who says anything about you. Amen. It does not matter, because it's all about him. Amen. I'm going to follow him. When all the crowd was there and they were not satisfied with the words of Jesus, and they decided they was going to leave, and his disciples, they left, and Jesus turned to the 12 or the others that were there, and he said, will you go also? And they said, Lord, where would we go? We have no hope other than you. That's where we've got to get into, a place where it's like, God, where else is there? Where else is there but being in your presence? Amen. It doesn't matter what others are going to do. It doesn't matter what others say. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to be more like you. So the history of the Israelites displays the steadfast love and patience of God. God is patient with you. Amen. He's patient with me. Amen. Real patient. And I want to try to change that so that God doesn't have to worry about what I'm going to do. He knows me. He knows that my love is for him. Amen. So much so that he may try me. Amen. Job, have you ever considered him? Here, have at him. Can you walk that kind of walk where God can be so impressed with your love toward him that he says, have you ever considered Ryan? Ryan loves me, and Ryan will never leave me. He'll never turn his back on me. He'll never say nothing wrong against me. Can you live that kind of life? Can you be a Job to where you lose everything? To where you lose and just everything is taken from you because God is impressed with your love? We can sit here and think, wow, that's a really hard question. But it's where the rubber meets the road. Amen? I don't know what our future holds. I don't know how much God is going to allow the church to suffer. But I think we're going to. I think there's going to be some trials. There's going to be some tests. There's going to be some things that we're just going to have to know the love of God through, because we just don't see him right now. Where are you, God? Where? We don't know, but he's there. He's with us. He's not forgotten us. Amen. We can go through those things if our love is strong. Amen. God's dealing with Israel provide a tremendous example for us today. He would not forsake Israel, even though the people often turned to idols and gave them worship that rightfully belonged to Jehovah. God never gave up on them. Why? Because he spoke his word. He signed a covenant. And God has signed a covenant with each and every one of us. When we went down into the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus and we came up and received his spirit into our life, we have been circumcised by the heart. Amen? We have signed a covenant with God. He has signed it with us, saying that my spirit will never leave you nor forsake you. My love will always be there for you. Israel, where will your love be with me? He has used the prophet Hosea and his wife Gomer as a valid illustration of how he loved, for the loving relationship that he had and his people once had enjoyed. Hosea's real life experience conveyed God's message to Israel. I forgive you for leaving me and turning to others. I will buy you back from slavery. Heal your wounds. Care for you. God inspired Hosea to write in Hosea 11:4. It says, I lead them with cords of human kindness and ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. How far reaching is the love of God? One cannot calculate it. One cannot measure it. You can't compute it. His love never falters. It doesn't fail. God loves you today. Amen? And if you can find your way to the cross, he can erase anything that you've ever done. He can wash it clean. And he can forget it. Because of his blood. If you can get that and put it under the blood, he can forget it. And he can't remember it no more. It's gone. What did you do? It's just as if you never did anything. Amen. But it's just a simple walking to the cross and laying your life down and saying, God, cover me again with that blood. He said, I lifted the yoke from their neck. He wants to lift it from you. He wants to lift your burden that you're carrying, the weights of the world. He wants to lift them off of you so that you can walk upright this morning. Amen? God is willing. God is waiting. He wants you to come to repentance. His love never gives up. He delights in the blessing. He delights in caring for you. God wants to show up for you. Amen. He wants to heal what has been stolen. He wants to give it back. He wants to bring it back to where it was. He grieves when we must meet our judgment because the sinner refuses to repent. Amen. We just need to repent. Sin has torment. Sin has will hold you and will bind you. But when you lay it down and you repent, you humble yourself towards God and say, I don't want to live this life no more. I don't want to live the way I've lived it. I want your love to come upon me. God, and you repent before God. God can give you power. God's presence can come upon you and help you, motivate you. Love is a powerful motivation. Amen. Husbands, when your wife loves you, it motivates you. Amen. It causes something to stir inside of you, and you'll do about anything for her because you know her love is genuine. The Song of Solomon in the 8th chapter, verse 7, it says, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be condemned. Adam Clark wrote, neither common nor uncommon adversities, even of the most ruinous nature, can destroy love when it is pure. The pure love is such that nothing can procure it. No money can purchase it. No property can buy it. No arts can persuade it. This writer of the Song of Solomon marveled over the strong force of love. It can overcome any obstacle. It can survive a flood. One cannot compute, calculate, or measure God and His love. Amen. We can't figure out why He loved us, but He did. Amen. He does. He does care for you. Amen. Oh, but I've done so much. Repent. Change. Walk away from it. Run to His love. Amen. Receive it upon your life. We don't have to understand the love of God. But there's beauty when we obey it and when we get under it. Amen. There's presence of Almighty God is upon us when His love is in us. The love of a father compels him to sacrifice his own desire for his children. A soldier's love for his country compels him to fight to the death if necessary. In the spiritual realm, love causes men and women to give their lives to establish new churches or go the distant continents like these missionaries on our back wall. It compels countless believers to witness and minister to the community, teach Sunday school, and work in various ministries. It's the love that you have for God that compels us to do those things. Amen. God's love ought to be compelling you to do something. Amen. If you're not doing nothing, maybe you're not loving like you should. What are you giving back to God to show Him, I love you. I'm thankful that you love me. I'm thankful that you paid a price for me. Amen. Hallelujah. We paid men and women go to battle because in this country we have freedom. And we want to keep that freedom. It's the same way in God's kingdom. God has given us freedom to live because we're not worthy of it. So we ought to be able to return the love back to God by what we do, how we present ourselves, what we do to show. We got to do something to show God we're in love with Him. Amen. And that's getting involved in God's kingdom. You have, Brother Mark spoke it so well in the last few weeks. Every one of us has a gift. We have something that we can offer the kingdom of God. We have abilities. We have things that we can present to the work of the kingdom if we truly love. We will not hesitate. Amen? Don't be like the fig tree. When Jesus walked by and said, "Wait a minute. There's nothing on it." To him, it was worthless. And so he rebuked it. Amen. Get something, get some fruit on your branches. Amen. If you truly love God, you'll talk to your coworker. If you truly love God, you'll speak to your neighbor. Amen. If we truly are consumed by God's love, so much so, we'll do anything to preach this gospel. We'll go anywhere that He calls us. What is our commitment of love this morning? The love of God, the power of God's love caused Him to give. He gave up the splendor, wealth, the majesty, the adoration of heaven to accept the poverty, the lowliness, the rejection of humanity. God did that for you. He didn't have to leave His throne where the angels are continually praising and glorifying Him and just honoring Him. But because He cared, He wanted to show you, He gave it all. It was the most selfish, extravagant display of love the world has ever known. John wrote it like this in John 1:3-1. It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us." For Jesus, the greatest pain of crucifixion was not the mutilation of His body or the mocking of the gainsayers. The greatest pain was that our Lord bore in His body the sins of the whole world. He took upon Himself your transgressions, your iniquities, and He paid a price for you. 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us. He withheld nothing of the price of redemption for fallen man." What kept Him nailed to the cross, He could have called for a host of angels. But love for us kept Him there, constrained Him there, kept Him nailed to that cross. He bore it for you and me because He saw what you were going to become. He saw what potential you have. He saw how you could show love to others like He did. The love of God is in us. We often refer to the day of Pentecost as the birthday of the church. Everyone's personal Pentecost becomes his spiritual birthday. When you walked to an altar and repented of your sins and you were baptized in Jesus' name and you were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, that became your, you were born in to the kingdom of God. Brand new. every sinner who walks that walk, everyone receives the evidence, the power of God. John marveled over God's loving gift of the spiritual birth. Amen. It says, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that he should be called the sons of God. Amen. He has adopted us. Amen. We have no right to be in the lineage of the king, but his love for us caused him to make up an adoption to where we can become his sons and his daughters. Amen. Through a blood transfusion. Amen. We take on his name. Praise God. We find his love. Living in his love motivates us to give, to minister, to spend our days in living sacrifice. Amen. Selfishness, selflessness. It's the only rational response to the priceless gifts God has bestowed upon us. Amen. Paul cited the first converts in Achaia, Stephanus, in his household as an example of this in Corinthians 16:15. It says, you know the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Wow. Are we devoted like that? What have I done for someone else in this church lately? There's a good question. Have I poured myself into anybody in the last 6 months? That's a measure of love. Come on, church. We got to come to grips with the love of God and what he's done for us. And how are we showing that love to anybody? How are we giving back anything that God has done for us? We got to share the love of God. The greatest example of love of God is in us, is brotherly kindness, compassion for others. The Apostle Peter gave practical examples of how to exemplify the love of God, or as he called it, 2 Peter 1, 4 through 7. It says, whereby are ye given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. We've got to show that kind of love. We've got to project to our brothers and our sisters the love of God. God truly loves us. 2 Corinthians 5 and 14, and I close. Give her a moment here. I think I didn't give her that one. God truly wants us to be like him. Amen? But it's going to take some changing of our minds. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Amen? God loved you, and he died for you. You can do a little bit for somebody else. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. We can change our world with a little kindness. Amen. With a little love. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your word today, God. Help us, Lord Jesus, to think about it, to contemplate on it, God, to try to work it up in our lives how that we can love more like you loved, God, so that the world can be changed, so that the world can see that we have love one for another. God, help us to be givers of our time and our efforts to reaching, to helping, to ministering in the kingdom of God. Lord, you will help and you will be with us through it all. We praise you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Show some love.